I'm Laura Lynch. This is The World. We're following a red, white, and black river for today's GeoQuiz. We're searching for a 900-mile-long river system that runs through Western Africa. It's divided into three branches named Red, White, and Black. These winding waters converge in the nation of Ghana. They run smack into the massive Akosombo Dam. The hydroelectric dam creates a huge lake that shares its name with the river. It's one of the world's largest man-made lakes. From there, the river we want you to name flows south to the Gulf of Guinea. Can you name it? Think quick, because this is a fast-flowing quiz. All right, the river we're looking for has as many twists and turns as a good mystery novel. So who better to help us with the answer than a good mystery writer? Kwe Kwarte is his name. His first novel is called Wife of the Gods, and thanks for joining us.
It's a great pleasure.
Now, Wife of the Gods, it's a whodunit detective story that takes place in Ghana, and that's where you grew up, is that correct?
Yes, that's right. I was born there and I grew up till my late teens.
Okay, let's clear up one mystery right off the bat here. What is the answer to our GeoQuiz?
The answer is the Volta River, which runs north-south in Ghana. And along the way is constructed the hydroelectric dam at Akosombo, which provides much of the country's electricity as well as some of the neighboring countries.
Now, geography has a minor role in the novel you've written, but you seem to weave in a lot of detail and language of traditional Ghanaian culture and witchcraft. Who are the wives of the gods?
These are young women or girls who are brought to a shrine to serve under the local fetish priest. This is done in order to atone for some crime or wrongdoing that has been committed by a member of the girl's family.
This still goes on in Ghana today, I take it?
Goes on in very isolated areas of the Volta region where much of the book is set. I had been already writing the novel set in Ghana, and I had used as a milieu the whole aspect of superstition and witchcraft. And so this tied in very well, and I thought it was just ideal to set a murder mystery against.
Now, I'm not going to give away anything here. I'm certainly not going to give away the whodunit part, but in the book, the dead body of a beautiful young woman shows up pretty quickly.
Oh, absolutely, and that was one of my ideas. This is the scene in which the body of the young, promising medical student is found by one of the characters in the novel who is a wife of the gods. And her name is Effia. As she came level with a palm tree, she caught a glimpse of an animal on the ground barely a second before she stepped on it. Snake! She jumped to the side with natural quickness. But when she looked now, she saw it wasn't a snake. It was a human foot, toes pointing up. Effia put down her basket and moved slowly around the palm tree. She saw a woman lying on her back, partially obscured by the branches of a low shrub. She was fully clothed. Her legs were together, her arms by her sides. Sleeping? Hey! Effia called out. Hello! She came forward two steps, pulled the branches aside, and when she saw the face, the wide-open eyes and the gaping mouth, she recoiled and her blood went cold. No! Gladys? She got to her feet and whirled in a circle, shrieking for help. But no one was close by. She began to run. Her vision darkened, her hearing deadened, and her feet lost sensation.
Okay, yeah, that's nice. Nicely seated with clues. Can you tell us a little bit about the main character, Detective Inspector Darko Dawson? What makes him tick?
Well, Darko has a very strong feeling about justice and what should happen to people who do wrong. He does have a hot temper, but it's always directed against people who he feels have done something wrong, particularly criminals or people in positions of power who laud it over those who are less fortunate.
Did you base his character on the police officials at the Central Investigation Department in Accra?
The facts behind the way the CID in Accra works were researched when I went there. But Darko Dawson is really a unique character, and to my knowledge, he's not based on anybody that I met or encountered when I was there.
What this leads me to believe is that maybe it's based a little bit on you.
there is a little bit of me in Darko Dawson to some degree. One thing, though, is I'm not as tall as he is and I don't smoke any weed. Apart from that, I think the ways in which he methodically goes after clues might have a little bit to do with how I go after solving a medical mystery. And a lot of the time, doctors do not have the answers. I can't tell you how many times we try to find out what's wrong with somebody, and we never really find out. And the patient just gets better, and we never really find out exactly what happened. So a detective may run into red herrings. We run into red herrings all the time, and we have to decide, is this important to what we're seeing here, or is it just something that we can dismiss?
Dr. Quay Quarty's new mystery novel is set in Ghana, not far from the Volta River. The answer to today's geo quiz. The book is called Wife of the Gods. Thanks for joining us, Detective Dr. Quarty.
It's been a great pleasure. Thank you.